Blog Talk Radio.
The All About You Show is... The All About You Show is brought to you in part by Vera Heart Coaching and Mindscape, the art of transformation.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I'm real excited to kick off the All About You Show with one of my most favorite people, a gentleman by the name of Lane Michel, who is the founder and owner of Vera Heart. And tonight we're talking with him and regarding the new paradigms that are coming into the way that we enact with one another, our relationships, not only with ourselves, but with our business relationships, our friends, our spouses, and everyone, and how we can make these changes in a fantastic way. Now, Lane has been around for a while. He's done an awful lot of things in his career. You could say he's an entrepreneur for change. He's been an engineer, an executive, a consultant, an entrepreneur, an inspirational guide, and writer. All of this experience has taught him that both private and public organizations have forgotten that people are the keys to success. So let's bring Lane up live now and talk. Lane, are you there?
I'm here, Karen.
Yay! Welcome to the show, Lane. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
I'm delighted, absolutely delighted. And I don't know if you could hear, as I was reading off a little bit of your biography before I brought you from the green room live, but I was mentioning about this new paradigm that you and the folks at Vera Heart are creating. So could you maybe start off with a little bit about Vera Heart's contribution to improving people's lives?
Absolutely. One of my favorite topics, of course. the Vera Heart really is born out of the need to make a contribution for people to live their full purpose potential. That means discovering it and being able to live it every day and live more than just the daily adventure we go through, but truly the heart adventure we have in our life. But it's also born in simple, practical tools. Those words can be pretty lofty about having a fulfilling life and living our potential, but there's some very sound, simple practices, simple tools and models, and ways of being able to help all of us be able to live that full potential. And we're bringing that to not only individuals, but to companies, to teams of people, whether they're in a corporation, a nonprofit, government, where lasting change based on the people that are part of that organization expands the heart of the organization, and that unleashes very specific critical results that organization, company, that team needs, because it all comes back down to the people. And so Vera Heart is very much about being able to help inspire people to flourish, unleash an untapped potential that they do feel. That in fact, if they're seeking us out to tap into that potential, they do feel it, and they're making a choice to be able to take some steps in their lives to be able to harness that and to expand their own heart. The great thing is that what Vera Heart is about is it all of these changes, all the performance of a team, an organization, our lives begins with truly accessing our heart again. And we're just too far away from our heart often in this world. And Vera
right.
Heart is about getting us back to one of the greatest tools we have to live our purpose, and that is all of that power that is within us and access first through our heart.
Right. Now, is that what you, when you had mentioned earlier, heart adventure, is that how you would pretty much sum it up? Or when you are talking about heart adventure, is it really more about listening to your heart, and whether or not, you know, like there's the old saying, you know, follow your heart or follow your bliss. Is it to that end of the paradigm, or is it more in finding out what makes you happy and not running yourself on autopilot?
Yeah, there you go. It's the latter. It, you know, a heart adventure, if we look at that for a second, it's things that are very much a real, tangible parts of making choices in our life, conscious choices, things that feel right, that are the kind of adventure we came to this world for. You can look at it that way. When we tap into our heart adventure, there's enough energy to do anything. It sparks us. It's the things that probably as a child we were delighted to do, but we've kind of forgotten what that is along the way. As the sun goes up, the sun goes down, we have to make money, we have families and so on. Life gets very complex and very busy. And in our world today, there's so much coming at us that we just become desensitized. And that's a big challenge that we have. So when I talk about the heart adventure, I'm talking about us having some very tangible ways of knowing that some activity I'm doing, some work I'm doing, a contribution that I make, service I perform, fulfills my heart. I know I've got energy for it. I've got a passion for it. And why not make that a part of our daily living?
Right, exactly. I would absolutely agree with you 100% on that, you know, because we have roughly, you know, somewhere around 70,000 thoughts a day, science has figured
right.
out. And
yep.
thoughts in of themselves are tangible. And they've recorded them going out into space. You know, they track them for miles, as far as their trackers can track, you know, a thought. So it actually is something that is real and tangible. And you know, there's also this new. I don't know if the word is collective that I want to use, but I know that there are. That there is a change in the way that, you know, business is being done. There's a change in the way that people are interacting with one another. And it seems to be, you know, less and less face-to-face. And, you know, it used to be handwrite a letter or pick up the phone. Now it's shoot me an email or, you know, send me a text. And I kind of wonder about technology and how that fits into some of the different ways that we can kind of pull the reins back on a day and sit back, you know, and maybe run through some processes, you know, as we're winding down the day. Is there anything that you would recommend for anybody out there? You know, it's kind of like a way to reclaim their personal power, you know, a quick synopsis on how maybe
yeah.
you would do it or what you would recommend to somebody.
Yeah, it actually fits into, you touched on something that's so important. It touches into one of the core tenets of the design of the experiences that people have through Vera Heart, through the programs, whether running a team or individually. And that is, even if you just take 20 minutes a day to be able to step out of the technology, to get a few breaths in you, and then have some provocative questions to explore. Journaling is something that we do recommend. Listen, 20 minutes a day, we can all afford that, to set our phone, you know, aside, our smartphone, you know, put it to vibrate, set it aside, keep the television off, and give ourselves that gift of being able to listen to our thoughts. You know, there's some interesting tools to answer the second part of your question, which was, you know, practical things in the day. you know, in almost all of our programs, we put in elements about gratitude. So often today, we don't practice the steps that help us access our gratitude, which is a tremendous power and a tremendous a place to center or, you know, kind of get back to sanity in this crazy world. So at the end of the day, one of the things that you can do is you can sit and be with your thoughts about how you're grateful for, you know, what you have around you, or maybe who's in your life, or even how about grateful for who you are. And, and just taking these three aspects, it can change your entire perspective. Now imagine going to bed with those thoughts on your mind. And people continually report, and this comes out of positive psychology as well, continually report greater sleep, greater relaxation, greater vigor in the morning. You know, and by the way, now start in the morning with your gratitude list as well.
Right.
That's a very tangible, real thing that we recommend. We help people to do with the programs that we have, just one of many, many things. It's all kind of back to getting out of that daily continual barrage of things that desensitize, pull us out of our heart, one of our greatest tools that lets us to be centered again.
Right. Yeah, and I'm one of those people that when I get up first thing in the morning, depends on how many times I've actually hit my snooze button or if I'm up before my clock, but the moment my feet hit the floor and, you know, you take that big, deep breath of air, and then I'm going, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because to me, any day that I'm not ashes in the wind is a great day and something to be absolutely grateful for. Because, you know, every day there's something new to explore, something new to think about, you know, places to go, people to meet, things to do. And I think we are all so busy doing so many different things, we forget that we are one of those things, and that's the one thing that we put last on our lips. And when you said last on our lips, and when you had said, you know, be grateful for who you are, what a great gift, truthfully. I love that phrase, and I think more people need to realize that they are unique just like everybody else, you know.
Absolutely.
And on top of that, there's only one of them. There's only one.
Exactly. Right. That's a huge point. And what a unique, I mean, I keep telling people all this time is that, you know, you just can't write this stuff. Everybody's stories are so unique.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who would step in just even for a moment into judging another person, boy, we just don't know their story. We don't know what led up to whatever behavior happened that we could judge, or, you know, just honoring people for their story. It's just amazing. I do want to come back, Karen. Something you said really important just a few minutes ago was about thoughts and you know, how they are truly energy and they extend a long way. You know, there's so much science now that people, it wasn't in our school books when we went through, you know, grade school and secondary school or even college about the energy field that we hold within our, you know, all around us. The science behind thoughts and their power. Well, some interesting things that we at Bare Heart want people to understand is, you know, the energy field that emanates from your heart, from the heartbeat and the heart rate variance that's there, the energy field created by the heart is even greater than the energy electromagnetic field of the mind. And, you know, that energy field you carry is, when it's strong, a great tool for sensing your environment, for getting early warning of things that may be an issue, and getting in tune with that, with our heart, is about truly using another tool that we have. We just all have it, but we don't use it, to be able to really center, to really kind of feel if we're on course. Mm-hmm. And to appreciate who we are, this gratitude exercise, mm-hmm. who we are. The mm-hmm. more we can access it, the more we can use simple tools that, you know, we talk a lot about the pause, you know, the simple tools that allow you to access your heart. Pause for even just a few seconds before you react to something. Take that deep breath, and everybody is astounded at how much wisdom they already hold. You know, but we're so busy just reacting to everything coming at us. Just
right.
pause.
Right. Absolutely. Pauses are definitely a good tool in your tool bag, because then you're actually able to reflect rather than react, you know, and we are so keyed with fight or flight just based on all of the different things that are going on, whether it's your work that's terrible or whether it's your relationship that's terrible or whatever. But I want to go back to something that you had touched on about judgment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how it's really kind of impossible to judge somebody unless, of course, you know exactly what their life story is and you experience it the way they experience it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's truly impossible. My son and I, my 11-year-old Dylan and I, were having this conversation the other day about judging. And I had told him, I said, you know, it's not my job. You know, that is definitely not my job. My job is to allow, you know,
mm-hmm.
judging is, you know, somebody else's job, because I can't, you know, if I can't relate to what they're going through, I can be as, you know, as empathetic as I can, but to judge what they're doing or saying is right or wrong is, you know, it's all on how I perceive what's being said or done to me. And so I'm, you know, have learned to allow people just to be who they are, and relationships all over the board change.
Yeah.
And so my 11-year-old is growing up with that wisdom, and he reminds himself, you'll hear him say, not my job, you know.
Well,
and
then you know you've been successful as a parent if he's
right,
really going around
right.
with that as the tool. That's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
hugely
and
important.
He usually says, quit trying to hypnotize me. And I'm like, I'm not, you know.
Yeah,
I'm just talking with you. You know,
well,
that's all
so
I'm
lucky.
Doing.
Be so
yes,
lucky to have
right?
that self-tool, self-management tool.
Yes. Well, you know, there's so many things, though, you know, that when you realize, you know, when you look back, my question for you is, because do you feel that the self-beration or the self deprivation or, you know, the belittling and all of these things, you know, the reasons why we don't pause and the reason why we don't hope for or wish for, you know, because when you're younger, you know, you stand in your power. And then, you know, due to environment, you know, how many times a day does a parent say the word no to a child rather than, you know, let me think about it, or not this week, we'll look at it next week, or, you know, you're too young for that, and then just talk with them why. I think no is the most used word on the planet. And, you know, and eventually we begin to forget that we have this heart center, you know, because when we're children, you know, we don't see the world as adults see it. We
right.
see it as we see it, and we love everybody, you know.
Oh, we're in our dreams.
Exactly, you know. So how do you think, where do you think that takes place? Do you think that shift starts to happen with, you know, as a teen gets into an adulthood and then his past experiences, well, you know, money's hard to come by, or I can't go into this business because of, you know, whatever reason. Or where do you think that some of that heart power is lost?
Yeah, well, I think...
Or forgotten.
Yeah, or forgotten, exactly. That's where I was going to go with it as well. You know, at, Parents, a lot of parents will recognize this. My children are, 25, 31 currently, and but I know by the time they're 10 or 12, I'd pretty much done all my job in teaching values and trying to keep them in a place of their own power. And then, as a parent, your influence wanes, drops off very, very quickly. If you haven't found the values by then, you kind of live with the effects of that. Well,
yes.
This idea of keeping children in their power, the thought is that what's really their power comes from their sensitivity. It comes from their drive. It comes from their thought processes as well. It comes from keeping a healthy lifestyle, learning healthy habits, because all of us have body, mind, emotion, and spirit as our as our makeup. It's all four of those things are all of us. And so being able to be conscious of all those four elements gives us greater tools to then recognize when we are judging or being judged. And so the child grows, so we become adults, we have the daily adventure deal. The sun goes up, the sun goes down, we got to make the money, we go to college, we have to start a career and so on. And life becomes very, very busy. And in our world today, we step into a lot of judgment. And truthfully, what I find continually judgment is more often than not, when we judge others, we're seeing something in ourselves that is projected on another person. In fact, the more we judge a particular aspect, we're probably seeing something more about ourselves than that. And so this idea of having a little bit of reflective time, just a time to power down and get back to center, get back to, a rested mind even, that allows us to see our own patterns. It allows us to do that pause. It allows us to realize when we've been in judgment. And it allows us to be open to feedback, to hearing where we've stepped out of, integrity or we've judged another. So something that just didn't work right. We have one of our programs, Karen, is, as you know, is the power of conflict resolution. And in that program, one of the things that's recognized is that the common source of conflict is unresolved emotions. And we gloss over our emotions so fast in our world today. We're so desensitized to our emotions that we keep running into conflict or crises that at the root are all the same unresolved emotions playing out time and time again. And so the ability to have a moment to just look at our pattern and say, oh, okay, I can start getting a handle on it's this, it's resentment or it's jealousy or frustration or, whatever a heavy or negative emotion might be, and then have the tools to be able to move past it, move into the positive or the lighter side of those emotions. So this idea of having tools that are that simple and that quick to step out of judgment, resentment, any of these things that are negative emotions that we can carry with us day in and day out, the pressure just relieves. You can actually breathe better. You can think better. You can feel better. You're healthier. And that's the power of simple tools that let us get right back into who we are at our best.
Right. Now, you had mentioned the power of conflict resolution. What are some of the other ones that the clients would go through?
Yeah, we have what's called the Power 7 series is our current offering. That's all about moving us into our personal power. It's all, everything, Karen, that you're asking about, that we're talking about here. And so the seven programs are the power of belief, the power to speak your truth, the power of conflict resolution that we just talked about. The fourth is the power of positive cause and effect, which is our whole world works on cause and effect, but we don't understand that. That whole program is about having us be our own cause for the effects in our life. Mm-hmm. The next program, Power of Happiness, and which is all about really living our good qualities, the core of what happiness needs to be about. A very important six-module program is the Power of Love, and that's how do we experience, how do we understand what love is in our life, how do we expand on that, and how do we be able to exchange love in mm-hmm. you know, in a very core way. And the final program, mm-hmm. which is a good capstone, is the Power to Manifest the Good Life, or the Power to Manifest the Results We Want in Our Life, which has to do with supporting the choice to be able to have the fulfilling life we want.
Right.
So those are the seven modules that we have.
And can you share why these are so successful?
Yeah, so, you know, there's four ingredients to why these programs are working. The first is mm-hmm. It's about an experience. This is not your typical training or seminar or self-help book. The design of these programs is what's called experiential, and it is simple materials. You don't read a ton and get confused on it. We've got simple models that are profound and concise with then very provocative thought exercises, very provocative steps that you take that are an experience in themselves. When we're in with corporations working on site, there may be a workshop that's a component of being able to do these programs. And just the experience of the workshop is not your typical training or seminar by any stretch of the imagination. They're not hokey,
correct,
but it's about getting people aware of body, mind, emotion, and spirit, and then bringing that to the work in these modules. So the first ingredient that's different is it's an experience that you're going through. The second is that the materials themselves are developed to be clear, concise, deeply effective at touching on all four, body, mind, emotion, and spirit, in a way that we have many people have gone through a program and they go back through it again and they go back through it again, and each time they're getting more and more and more out of the same set of materials. And that's the true test mm-hmm. of great materials. So that's the second
mm-hmm.
part. The third is a truly winning formula. It only takes 2 weeks, 20 minutes a day to establish new behavior and habits, and then in another 2 weeks have that in a sustained way. It takes about 4 weeks, sometimes 6 weeks, to sustain new habits. The
mm-hmm.
formula, the design of these programs, whether done on site at a company or done individually with a support group, this formula of 2 weeks of experiential exercises that take, you know, 20 minutes, you can spend more, but it takes at least 20 minutes a day, is a formula that just works. And the fourth and very critical to this is we package in life coaches into all of this work. That when you get a program from Vera Hart, you're also getting a life coach. Life coach may
mm-hmm.
support you mainly virtually or maybe on site with you in your team that you work with, maybe
mm-hmm.
on the phone with you. But every step along the way in this experience, you've got a life coach there with you. And many people have not had access to coaching, to life coaching, to health coaching, personal coaching, but now you've got that, and it's packaged in as a part of this formula. So four things,
right,
Karen: experience, great materials, a winning formula, and a coach.
Awesome. Now, you had said it's not hokey. You know, it really isn't. It's science.
Exactly.
At its very finest. And it really is a culture shift that is so sorely needed in all aspects of one's life. And you had mentioned government earlier. Boy, wouldn't this be a program, for the head honchos. I'm thinking, you know, we can get an awful lot, you know, resolved in very little time just putting them through this course. That would be incredible. Now, do you have any programs, perhaps, that are available, say, for a try it before you buy it, or trying to see if I like it type of thing?
Absolutely. In fact, there's the Power of Hope is a version of Power Belief. That is a try it version via our website at verahart.com, V as in Victor, E-R-A-Heart.com, verahart.com. You go to the programs tab and or even on the home page, and there's a try it for free version, and it's the full start and the full first 2 days of experiential exercises that you get when you download the electronic manual, and you get to experience that type of approach to exploring yourself. And it, even just taking those 2 days, you're going to see some very interesting changes. You're going to see some. You're going to get new insights into your life. And then there's a special little incentive that if it works for you, you get a pretty nice discount to take the whole program of that or any other program of your choosing.
Well, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
why
really
not?
Nice.
What the heck?
Yeah, right. You know, if you're going to try it, and then not only are you finding something that fits and works for you, but bonus, you get a very nice.
Exactly. And, I really do encourage, that's why we call it the try it version. I encourage people, it's a different kind of design. It's a different kind of approach. It's just simple materials and concise materials. So what the heck, give it a try. Download
right.
it, spend a couple of days with it. And,
right.
I always tell people in this world, going back to the judgment piece, our own judgment, where good judgment is, you go out and you try something. If it resonates with you, take it in, use it. If something doesn't resonate, somebody's preaching to you or explaining something and it just doesn't resonate, well, throw it out and find what resonates. That choice is so important. We actually talk about choice, not chance, leads to a fulfilling life. And boy, Karen, today so many people are just reacting and things by chance happen in their life. We can get in a discussion about, is there really chance? things really
That's
line
one
up
of my
to,
favorites.
Yeah.
We can do that one on another show if you'll come back.
I'm all ready to keep going. Let's get into that one.
Oh,
too.
We're not done yet. We are not done by a long shot, but because you and I can and have had lengthy discussions on that alone, and I think that would really make for an exceptional show,
I would agree based on the conversations we've had. But it's an important conversation. It's part of when I talk about that experiential design and the great materials we have. One of the fundamental principles is we do have choice every single day. And, you were talking about you get up in the morning, a beautiful description of starting your day, because as my mother used to tell me all the time, I'd get up in the morning, I'd come, rubbing my eyes, stumbling out to get ready for school or something, and she'd say, every day is a new discovery. At that time it's like, oh, quit telling me that, But now I cherish it because, I honestly never know what's going to happen in any day. And I love that. This is such an adventure that we live. And, and obviously I'm passionate. I'm doing the work I love. I love contributing to people being on their purpose and to having a fulfilling life. So what a great thing to be able to do that work. But I want everybody to have that opportunity, and it's a choice. I'm not attached to somebody having that, but I would love to afford the opportunity to have people choose it and then see how the world conspires to support that choice.
Exactly.
And if not, test it.
Right. Well, yeah, and I say the exact same thing. Go try and prove it wrong.
Exactly.
You just really can't,
Exactly.
Now, you have coaches that work with you or your team. So how does that work?
Yeah. So first of all, our coaches are all certified. They're approved coaches to work with Verahart customers, with the companies we work with the individuals we work with. They are, first of all, in terms of what they do, they are your guide. They're someone who trusts that they're going to tell you the truth. They're going to hold you to your choice, too. We were just talking about choice, not chance. Well, the coach is going to hold you to your choice. And frankly, mm-hmm. some of the most successful people in our world are those that embrace a coach or multiple mm-hmm. coaches for them. And think about the star athletes and how they prepare to be able to achieve their highest. It's not about even the competition as much as that within themselves they prepare every part of their being for their sport. Mm-hmm. Well, who's behind them? Who's telling them the truth? Who's propelling them on? It's the coaches that are
right.
As much a part of it. So our coaches really play an important part in our formula. And our coaches are some of the most amazing people I've run into. They're heartfelt. They're sensitive, but they can be tough at the same time. So once you purchase a program from Vera Hart, whether it's a company putting teams through or it's an individual, a coach is matched to you. A coach is a part of the program, whether they're virtual or, you know, for a company, they may want coaches on site. You hear from your coach every day during the experiential, that first 2 weeks of a program. Every day uh-huh. there's some pulse. There's something moving you to the next step.
Right.
And so that, you know, this is something that's a real differentiator for Vera Hart, we feel. The quality of the coaching, the perspective that they can give, and the how they resonate, all the coaches resonate with the kind of experiential work that you'll do in the program, they're just an invaluable asset. You know, and the other thing, what led us to this, you know, a year or so ago in packaging coaches with programs was that when we talk to people, they, you know, most people don't think that they can really get a coach, that life coaching mm-hmm. is just not something reachable, or a personal coach. You know, you might go to a fitness center and get some trainer in there. That's a coach. But, you know, in your personal life, most people don't think they can have access to life coaches, to personal mm-hmm. coaches, and that's just not the case. This profession of life coaching, of personal coaching, is one of the higher growth areas. And the people, by and large, that we run into have a perspective that they truly want to help. They want to contribute to people's life, to mm-hmm. to help be that sounding board. And they're not going to tell you what to do. They're not gonna solve your problems. They're gonna help reflect. They're gonna help you with the process, and that is an important part of what Vera Hart has packaged in everything we offer now.
Mhm. Yeah, it's like that reminds me of the old saying: you can, you know, feed him, teach him how to fish, and he feeds himself, type of a thing. So
exactly.
as a, yeah, I can't remember the phrase off
well, you
the top
close
of my
enough.
Head,
I
but
you.
I do apologize. But,
well, we all understand.
You know,
exactly
it is really, it is like that, because life coaches, you know, can't solve the problem for you, because then how will you learn how to do it the next time,
exactly.
you know, when you're on
exactly.
your own? So teaching, you know, bringing out those tools and finding out which tools are that the clients respond to, or they're more responsive to, you know, embracing, is a big part of being, you know, a coach. Now, how many coaches do you have currently?
We have 9 on staff currently.
And are you still, are you looking for coaches?
We are. We're
okay.
You know, and we, as we grow our business, there is a need for more coaches, and so you know, and on our website there's a little bit of information as well, or you can fill out a contact form and receive some additional information too. You know, we are looking for certified life coaches. There are a lot of different kinds of training and development, and so there isn't any one particular program that's better than another, in our opinion, because it's not just also about certification, but it's about the nature of what our life coaches that are approved and part of Vera Hart, what their perspective is and how they see themselves working with people to help with life purpose, to have that fulfilling life. And
right.
So where that resonates, and And as we continue to grow, we always want to be able to bring in more coaches. But there's another aspect too, Karen, that's a number of coaches are looking for great materials. They already have a practice. And, it's difficult to build or find new materials at times. And so the other thing that we are very open to, and we do, is coaches a number of times want to be able to have access to the materials. And we do have a way of licensing and providing these materials to coaches with their existing practice and their clients mm-hmm. they have now.
Right. Now, there, I know that you have a lot of products to learn and inspire and grow, and one that I'm holding in my hand right now that I received. I want to read the site panel because it cracks me up. It's Nutritional Facts, and it's a perfect source of emotional nutrition. And what I'm referring to is the Onion Head cards.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, for peeling feelings, teaching us what to do with what we feel. And there's 150 feeling cards for teens and adults in here. How did this come about?
Yeah, well, so this the developer of this, a spiritual counselor, and her daughter, who happened to be an illustrator, cartoonist, it was about 20 years ago they developed product, the tool, Onion Head, which is this character. I mean, it's an onion. It's not a person, so it's not a male or female. It's not any particular ethnic group or whatever. It's an onion, for goodness sakes. But, you know, an onion, when you cut an onion, makes you cry. So when you're going to do work with Onion Head, expect to cry a little bit anyway. It's emotions for heaven's sake. Well, they actually, at the same time, positive psychology as a recognized practice in psychology was formed, was the same time that the theory of emotional opposites had come out and come to fruition, and that theory became a practice and a part of positive psychology, and it's the core of the development of the Onion Head tools, which is about peeling feelings, as you said. And it goes something like this, and this is really not only cute, but this product is super important to our own understanding of our emotions and our emotional development, too. Fundamentally, emotional opposites goes like this. We're human beings. We have negative or heavy emotions day in and day out, thousands of them. We're human beings. We're going to have those. What's key is what we do with them. And do we choose to stay in those heavy emotions, or do we go to the opposite positive or lighter emotion? Because of the theory of emotional opposites and the practice of it says for every heavy emotion, every negative emotion we have, there's an opposite positive or lighter emotion. And if we're able to name a negative emotion, and Onion Head tools help us name those emotions, well, we can claim them for ourselves and then be able to tame those emotions as well and move to the positive. And remember we were talking about children and their heart adventure before, Karen? Well, here's an interesting thing with Onion Head. There's a children's version of this same product, by the way. Up to about 10 years old, when any child is in a negative emotion, they use Onion Head and identify that negative emotion. Without any help at all, they pretty much know the opposite positive emotion, and they already know what to do to get to there, and they just go to it and they move on. Well, somewhere around 10 or 12 years old, we forget that somehow. Mm-hmm. And then we spend the rest of our lives sometimes holding on to our negative emotions, creating a mm-hmm. downward spiral or creating dis-ease mm-hmm. within our body. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Our emotional body, which is part of our body, mind, spirit, emotions, the emotional body, if we hold on to negative emotions, it will affect our mental state and our physical state. It'll affect our spirit, our energy. And mm-hmm. so I love talking about energy because it's like it could be all this woo-woo concept. No, 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 it's real. We have a heart field, electromagnetic field. We have, as you said, a mind electromagnetic field. We have bodies that are energy. Our entire being creates energy every single second of the day. How we mm-hmm. manage that energy, our emotions affect that tremendously. Our heart is a great tool for sensing emotions. So
right.
Onion Head is a real tool that helps our mind become a participant in understanding emotions. And so that's why it's such a critical tool.
I didn't mean to interrupt there. I was going to say, mm-hmm. This is just one, though, of the products that you offer to inspire your clients or even to coaches who are looking for new tools and things like that. What else do you think is one of your most, because this I think is fun. You know, Onion Head cards I think they're a riot. And I could see them working very well with children. Yeah.
Me too.
And
well,
we have another
tool that we have that's a very popular one is the Universal Truth card deck. It's 82 cards. They're, you know, a little oversized. They have inspirational messages that come from an organization, Harnessing Happiness, developed and has published these cards for a long time. The Universal Truth cards are one of those tools. You know, there's certain tools that we can use when we're kind of stuck, when maybe, you know, hope is waning a little bit, or man, it's just a really tough day, or I've got a tough choice to make. I know I have to own my choice, but I really don't know. I mean, I don't have a direction that I want. This is one of these tools that you can go in and shuffle the deck up and have this question in mind and pull a card out and you go, oh my goodness, this is exactly what I needed to know. Or it's that inspirational spark that shows you more of yourself. That's another one of our most popular tools that's out there. There's a few others too that are inspirational tools for believing, for loving, for hope. For dreams, our journals we've actually sourced a nice set of journals that have inspirational messages throughout, or have a nice way of capturing, thoughts and experience, or your gratitude list. Those are journaling. There's a whole daily journal kind of practice that is profoundly changing as well. And so, our journals have been a popular way of inspiring or helping people lift up and make different choices.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have that deck. I love it because I'll sit there and I'll just maybe with a thought, just show me a direction today, you know, and let's just sit and contemplate it for a bit, then shuffle the deck, and then just pick a card out of anywhere and I go, okay, that's where I'm going.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And yeah, and I think that is a really great five-minute quick fix for somebody. You know, I mean, it doesn't take that long just sit and quiet your mind and shuffle the deck and, you know, concentrate on your question and then pull a card and say, aha, you know, and get that little light bulb moment, you know. I think that's pretty powerful. Now, newsletters. Does Vera Hart have a newsletter sign up?
We do. And our newsletter is monthly, so it's not going to, like, you know, fill your whole in tray every day, every week. It's a monthly newsletter. You can go via the website at verahart.com. There's sign up as you can go on the footer of any page. You can go to the About Us has a newsletter piece. You can sign up right there. It's very easy. It only takes a few seconds to sign up. All we collect is just your email address and name. We will never sell the names, share the names. It's a way of staying connected to some very provocative thoughts, some coaching thoughts as well every month, and what's happening with new programs or things that are featured from Vera Hart. So it's about mid-month every time. So, yeah, it's free, no charge for it. It's a way of staying connected to some of the new work and the thoughts. We also have a number of, you can find Vera Hart on social media. We're out on Twitter and Facebook every day. on Twitter. It's Vera Hart Power. On Facebook, it's Vera Hart LLC is our fan page there. We're out on Tumblr. Vera Hart Beat is the Tumblr page that we're out on. And Google Plus, we're at Vera Hart on Google Plus too. We just keep a pulse going. We share a number of things via social media that we don't put on the website or in the newsletter. And it's a way of, I'm sure you know, I know you do because you interact a lot with our Twitter site in particular. But, you know, it's inspirational messages. We really keep on a theme based on what we're hearing from our customers and our coaches and try to add a little value multiple times a day for people via those social media sites.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and then again, the website is verahart.com. That's V-E-R-A, Hart, H-E-A-R-T, .com for the website. And Twitter is at verahartpower. And I think I am connected with you guys all over the place. I love your message. I love it. Resonates so much with me, and I share it with others as well. And just really quick, we've got a few minutes yet. Just a few minutes yet. We want to go back. I want to go back to energy, and when your energy is kind of low, and you know that type of thing, is when your energy is anger. Right?
Yeah.
Have you ever made a meal when you were mad?
Oh. And then put that in your body? Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever done that? Yeah.
I have.
Isn't it the worst? I mean, and you could be the best chef on the planet, but when you are cooking, when you're angry, you are channeling all of that energy into that food. Ew.
You are. Yeah.
Don't
ew.
Do that.
Exactly. That's that's an ew for sure. You know,
yes,
that's
it
a,
is.
That's that you bring up something so important. There's a consciousness and awareness around you know, when we're in a heavy emotion like that, anger is such a big category. There's so many ways anger can be our emotion, but it's the first, like, oh, I'm angry. And then if we don't pause for a moment there and listen to our heart especially, but listen to what that anger is, well, all we're doing is as we step forward or speak the next words, we're spreading that anger. And so,
right.
And like you say, we're putting it in our food. And then what? You're going to put that in your body or put it in your children's body or something? You know, like, no, this is so, so important. We are energy. Our thoughts
right.
are energy. Our feelings are energy. Our bodies are energy. And our energy system is actually what you're a little preview. The next, this is the Power 7 series that we have that we've been talking about. Well, our next series that's coming out in the fall is the Heart series. And in that, there's simple models about our energy system. It's who we are. We are human beings. This is science. It's not just woo-woo New Age stuff. You know, it's science. We are energy systems. Well, right now, if we can just get aware of what our thoughts are, what our feelings are, there's simple little tools, like one of the tools that our coaches suggest. So put some pebbles in a pocket or in a bowl near your house. And every time you have a negative thought, just move it from one place, you know, put it in the bowl or move it from your left pocket to your right pocket. And as you start catching yourself with negative thoughts that are self-destructive and just by having them, you know, you start realizing in a tangible way how, you know, your other pocket fills up or how that bowl fills up pretty fast. You know,
right.
That kind of consciousness can really help you get a hold of your life and start making some positive choices.
Right.
So if
that,
you haven't,
that type of experiment can be life altering because then you have a visual, you have something tangible to notice how often your thinking is askew.
Yes.
You know, so I think
Karen,
that's a really
human.
Good.
We're all human.
Oh,
all
sure.
Do that.
Sure.
So it's not a
sure,
bad
sure,
thing.
But Yeah, but when, you know, oh, absolutely not. No, there, I mean, there's a need for all of the emotions, but if you are someone who's, like, say, constantly pessimistic or constantly negative, and you're looking to create a better life for yourself, it can't just be, you know, a quantum leap, you know, to hope.
Very true.
When you're at the bottom of that spiral that you were talking about earlier. So a neat little trick like that really can help somebody learn to pay attention to what they're thinking and hopefully catch it as they're thinking it. You know, that's
so,
even,
so right.
That's even
so
trickier.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's
so,
where
you know,
you'll hear Bearheart talk a lot about pause for choice or hashtag pause for choice. And the whole idea is this, just as you're saying, take that pause, and that pause is gold. I think that if we inserted that pause in government, if we inserted that pause in decision making and teams, where, I mean, listen, we actually are all pretty smart. We just don't access that wisdom as often as we should, and that pause is a way of getting there. That pause is a way of really feeling for the other person and having some compassion. There's so many things that the pause is important to do, just as you described.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's amazing to me how the power of a few, you know, can create positive change. There was years ago, there was a study that was done in Washington, D.C., where there was so much crime, you know, and just atrocious things going on. And there was a small group of people who would sit and just send peace out, you know, to the D.C. area. And more people would join in and send peace. And wouldn't you know it, the police reports started going down, crime started going down, and it was all attributed to, you know, the power of, you know, the positive energy that was being sent out by just a hand, you know, just a few people. So
yes,
it does. You don't need to be, you know, you any one individual can make a difference. And
no,
I think if one individual believed it, then another individual, you know, will join it. Kind of like the law of cause and effect that we were talking with. There's, if you're the cause is sending out love, the effect is going to be love is going to find you. And then that's all you're going to, you know, hopefully, you know, run into. And and I think that it's powerful, very powerful, what Vera Hart is doing and the direction that it's going. And happy to be a part of it myself. And being in this collective energy is like a hum from the universe that, you know, all is right with the world, you know, and
well,
there's nowhere, you don't need to focus.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, you're exactly the way I feel as well, that, you know, this, you know, we can all catalyze in another person just a better day, you know, more awareness, you know, a beautiful life, frankly. And by being that role model and that example, it's just as you're talking about, you know, Baltimore and crime, or we're talking about study after study has just shown that, you know, any one day, any of us can have a profound impact on another person. And so bringing ourselves
just
to that is important.
Yeah, learning just to say thank you to the cashier at, you know, what the grocery store, the restaurant, or the gas station, regardless of, you know, how long you had to wait, just saying thank you, you know, could change their day and how they're feeling, or smile.
Yeah, I love that
you
phrase,
know?
You know, kindness is free. You know, we got to spend
it
more often.
Exactly. Well, Lane, I really do appreciate you and your time and everything that you share and the happiness that you spread to so many people. And I'm very grateful to be one of those people that is involved with the receiving of the happiness and the joy that you bring to so many. So I do want to say thank you so much for that, as well as thank you for being my guest tonight. And I really do hope that you'll come back again and we can discuss energy all night long. That would be fabulous. I would love that.
We probably need a longer segment for that one, too, huh?
So, well, we could do that, too. You know, we can take it over all day, I think.
Why not? Well, it's such a pleasure, Karen. You're doing such important work in getting these messages out. So it's an honor to be with you and an honor to work with you.
Well, thank you so much. I feel the exact same way. And tell everybody I said hello. You have a great night, and I'll talk with you soon.
Beautiful. Thank you, Karen. Thank you
all
to
right.
all the listeners,
Thank
too.
You. All right. Thanks, Lane. Have a good night.
No, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and I want to say thanks again to my special guest, Lane Michelle of Vera Heart. Please do check out the website, veraheart.com. You can sign up for the newsletter there. You also know that there is a couple of links where you can try it out just to see if it fits, and that's not going to cost you anything. The newsletter also doesn't cost you anything. Even if you're looking for something just to brighten your day, that's the place to go. And again, that's Lane Michelle of Vera Heart. Thanks again for listening, everybody, and tune in next week when my guest will be Dominique Miller. Have a great night, everyone.